Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, welcoming you into our weekly finance news wrap on June 30th, 2026. Don't forget to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business loan finance needs. We're diving right into the exciting world of Australia's car market, seeing some substantial shifts towards electric vehicles. Chery, a Chinese automaker, is preparing to disrupt the budget electric vehicle segment with its latest offering, the compact Chery Q, already turning heads in Thailand. While exact Australian price points remain uncertain due to variables like taxes and shipping, Chery's new model could potentially rival BYD's Atto 1, currently the most affordable EV rolling at $23,990. In the face of growing competition from brands like Chery, Geely, and MG, this presents a golden opportunity for price-conscious consumers who might consider switching to green transport. But bear in mind that costs such as insurance and charging are just as crucial factors as they make these sustainable purchasing decisions. Whether you've got your eye on an electric or traditional car loan, there's a word of caution from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Having reviewed over 350,000 loans recently, they found high fees, interest rates, and inflated vehicle valuations occurring with loans obtained via dealers and brokers. Given that the electric vehicle sphere presents more variables, like rapid model changes and fluctuating prices, ASIC urges potential EV buyers to be extra diligent, particularly if considering guaranteed future value schemes, which may seem alluring at first glance, but hold potential pitfalls. Remember to always comprehensively scrutinize loan terms, assess fees, and ensure loan amounts are truly aligned with your vehicle's value. Switching gears now to the housing market. New predictions by Domain suggest a more uneven Australian housing terrain. Sydney and Melbourne may bear witness to considerable house price drops, while Perth, Brisbane, and Adelaide could continue to witness growth, driven by population increases and housing shortages. This could have ramifications for those considering mortgage refinancing. Declining equity and loan-to-value ratios, compounded by reduced borrowing capacity due to interest rate hikes, pose potential hurdles. It's pivotal to understand your financial position clearly, assess various rate scenarios, and keep a keen eye on local market conditions. From land to sea, Australia's marina sector shows a buoyant trend. Despite various economic strains, the industry continues to show resilience, creating about 24,000 jobs and demonstrating high occupancy rates. For potential boat buyers, planning ahead is key in this competitive market. Apart from vessel prices, potential costs include storage and maintenance. Plan your finance wisely and keep tabs on available berths as you navigate these waters. But amidst the competition, sustainability isn't forgotten. Nearly half of all marinas are planning to install solar powers in a drive towards greener premises. That's all for this week's Finance News Wrap. Remember, at Financial Services Online, we're here to assist you in navigating these finance landscapes. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Stay informed and make smart financial decisions. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Be well and keep tuning in for your weekly dose of finance news.